coming of Christ, the hope that we have in eternal life, preparing our hearts to once again receive the greatest gift that the world has ever seen, God in the flesh manifest for us and for our salvation. A couple of words on our worship service for this morning. Our opening hymn is 353. 353. The name is right, but the number is wrong. Got a little typo in the bulletin. So the opening hymn is 353. Jesus came, the heavens adoring. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 1. That's on page 151 and following. Worship insert for the day. The readings are on one side. Propers are on the other. During the season of Advent, we refrain from singing the hymn of praise. And so we'll go right from the Kyrie to the Collect. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, there are so many times when we are lulled into a false sense of security, lulled into a false sleep, lulled into complacency because of our sin, because of the temptations of the devil and the world around us. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you send us faithful messengers to wake us up with your word of peace, your word of promise, your word of comfort, your word of hope. Heavenly Father, during this Advent season, fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, our hope, our salvation, our forgiveness, our life. In his powerful and precious name, we gather, worship, and pray. Amen. Amen. Hymn 353. Divine Service, Setting 1, page 151. Please stand as you're able. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins unto God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing the introit appointed for the day. Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your salvation comes. The Lord will cause his majestic voice to be heard, and you shall have gladness of heart. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph by God's love, you who are enthroned upon the cherubim, shine forth. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine that we may be saved. Turn again, O God of hosts. Look down from peace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
for this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up our hearts, O Lord, to make ready the way of your only begotten Son, that by his coming we may be enabled to serve you with pure minds. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Continue with the readings. Please be seated.
The Old Testament reading for the second Sunday in Advent is from Malachi chapter 4. For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall, and you shall tread down the wicked, for they will be ashes under the soles of your feet on the day when I act, says the Lord of hosts. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the statutes and just decrees that I commanded him at Horeb for all Israel. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes, and he will turn the heart of fathers to their children, and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the gradual printed on your insert.
Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. Our God comes. He does not keep silence. Gather to me my faithful ones, who made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
The epistle is from Romans chapter 15. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ became a servant to the circumcised to show God's truthfulness, in order to confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore, I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing to your name. And again it is said, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples extol him. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will come, even he who arises to rule the Gentiles. In him will the Gentiles hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel, an Alleluia and verse. Gospel according to St. Luke, the 21st chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "There will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth, distress of nations and perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." And he told them a parable. "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourselves and know that the summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all has taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all who dwell on the face of the whole earth. But stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of Man." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated for the hymn of the day. The hymn of the day is number 336. 336, small misprint in the bulletin. "Lo, he comes with clouds descending." Number 336.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text today is from the gospel lesson just read, especially these words. But stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all the things that are going to take place, and to stand before the Son of Man. Thus far, our text. Dear friends in Christ, it doesn't really fit with our modern notion of Christmas time and Advent, does it? Especially in our gospel lesson when our Lord Jesus tells us about his second coming, a terrifying future event that has very little to do with wreaths, Christmas lights or trees, cookies. Really, it's hard to even think about joy, but it is coming. Christ will return soon, very soon, on the last day. And for some, that's terrifying. More terrifying than even the ghost of Christmas future was to Ebenezer Scrooge. It could be terrifying because, unlike the Charles Dickens classic, what our Lord says about his second coming is true. He announces it in our gospel lesson for today. I'm coming back. He promises a future advent, just in the very same way we heard last week, that he rode into Jerusalem, he will come back on the last day. Our Lord says, people will soon see the Son of Man coming in clouds on glory. He will return from heaven to judge both the living and the dead. To judge everything. All thoughts, all words, all deeds, and to judge them to a very strict rule. And so he says, watch yourself. Stay awake. Pay attention, because the great day of the Lord could arrive at any moment, springing like a trap upon us. Any moment? Yes. Our Lord tells us what to look for as signs that the end of the world is near, as signs that he's coming back quickly. He says, the nations will be distressed in perplexity. Is that what you see on the news? People fainting with fear and foreboding. Do you know anyone afraid of what tomorrow might hold? In the other Gospels, Jesus says, there'll be wars and rumors of wars. That's what's happening. Over half my life, we as a nation have been at war. He says there will be false Christs teaching false doctrine and people believing it and following it in droves. He says earthquakes, famines, and all sorts of other things which we hear about all the time. Christ tells us the signs that the end is near, and when we look around, that's what we see. These events are already taking place. They have been happening for a long time. Dear Christians, the end is near. The advent of our King is soon upon us. nearer than it has ever been before. It could come at any moment, any day. It could even be today. The great and terrible day of judgment. It's coming. And when that moment comes, when the trumpet sounds, there will be no more opportunity for repentance. No more opportunity for repentance. When the trumpet sounds, you won't be able to switch teams. It will be too late. It's the day of judgment, not the day of grace. There'll be no second chances. It will be the end. And the status of your faith at that moment will determine where you go forever. See how it's a little more frightening than the ghost of Christmas future? Your faith comes only by God's word and sacraments. Your faith comes as a gift from God, being where the word is preached in its truth and purity, and being where the sacraments are administered the way God wants is key to your salvation. Stay awake, Jesus says. Stay alert. Be in the word as much as you can. Not just here on Sundays. Be in the word at home, every day. Listen to it in the car. Tune your radio in. Do daily devotions as a family. Go to Bible study. Don't just walk out of the church as if 1 hour in God's word is already too much of your time. Be ready. The day is coming. There are no second chances. Live like the truth that the end is near. So many don't believe that's the truth. So many aren't looking for the end, are they? They hear the warning of our Lord in the gospel lesson for today, and they dismiss it with a laugh. If someone really thought the end of the world was near, they'd go to Bible study. They'd volunteer at church functions. They'd make sure their child knew their memory work and the catechism. Perhaps they'd even have spent more time on God's word than work, than sports, than football, than volleyball, than TV. They'd act like God's word was most important. They'd help one another. And those who believe the Lord's warning today would worry less about the amount of money in their retirement account and more about the amount given to support the work of telling people about Jesus. They'd make sure everyone knew the basic doctrines of our church. They'd defend the truth in faith when it was challenged, instead of just acting like there are no conflicts or difficulties between the church and the world. Christ is coming. Coming soon. The end is near. There are no second chances. We need to believe this. And yet so many, as Luther says, go on drinking their beer, ignoring the word of the Lord. Well enough, it will serve us right if we do not want to listen, for the Lord will come. Dear friends, you are Christians. You've heard this word. You know the Lord will soon be here. And what's more, you also have been washed in the Lord's blood in the waters of holy baptism. You have been given grace freely by your Lord. He knows all your sins, and he bled and died for all of them. Even your sins that spring out of an uncertainty about his return. Your sin is forgiven. You come here and you hear that truth proclaimed directly to each one of you each week as we begin our divine services. I forgive you all your sin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That's God's word, and God's word does what it says. You are forgiven. You come here, you kneel, and you eat the body and blood of the living Jesus Christ, the one who is coming. He already is present with you and in you, working faith, forgiving sins. God already has saved you from the day of judgment by judging his Son. He saved you not by righteous things that you've done, but by the gift of forgiveness which he gives to you in word and sacrament. He sends his Holy Spirit to you that you might look to him and believe. He sends his Holy Spirit to you that you might trust in the forgiveness. He sends his Holy Spirit to you that you might look forward to the day of his return, not in terror or with fear, but instead in hope and expectation that God will keep his promises to you just as he always have. God's made you a Christian, and because you're a Christian, you have nothing to fear from the Lord. When your eyes behold the sun and the moon turning topsy-turvy, lift up your heads and don't be afraid. Your redemption is drawing near. Your Lord is coming for you. Your salvation will soon be realized. Christ will and has saved you. We ought to write that truth, Christ has saved me, upon our hearts with golden letters, for they are immeasurably comforting to all who believe in everlasting life. When, says Christ, you see that the world is vile and coming apart at the seams, don't become frightened. You are God's disciples. You are Christians. You belong to Jesus. Don't be alarmed. You have already been saved by the cross and resurrection. Don't be terrified. Christ has overcome judgment for you. Let them who fear, who are directly affected by it all, the secure, vulgar people of the world who don't give a hoot, let them fear. But you will be saved. When you see the world falling apart, be happy. not for yourself, but for your Lord who's coming for you. It might be a bit scary when he comes to destroy the world, but no, he's also coming to take you to the world that is to come, to deliver you, to bring you to eternal life. The day is near. The Lord is coming. He's coming to judge the world. He's coming to save you through Jesus Christ. In his name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. This time we stand and confess our faith with the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, and all things which are invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for our sin and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again in glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
For the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. In addition to the prayer requests that are listed in our news and notes, we pray for the family of Joe Roberts, whose aunt was called to her eternal home earlier this week. We pray for Good Shepherd member Tish Loomis, who was hospitalized this past week. Also for Good Shepherd member Joe Burke, who has been undergoing tests. We pray for Good Shepherd member Francine Poppy, who is hospitalized. And also, we remember Good Shepherd member Paris Renter being deployed to Turkey as she is traveling to Turkey today. We pray. O Lord God, Heavenly Father, create in us contrite hearts and work in us true repentance and faith. Give ear to our cries for mercy and keep us, your baptized children, clothed in the perfect holiness and righteousness of your Son, that we may remain his beautiful and unblemished bride. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless all pastors in Christ, that they would boldly preach the gospel in its purity and administer the sacraments according to Christ's institution, and prepare all your baptized children to be faithful confessors of the hope that is in them. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Fill us, your children, with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit we may abound in hope. Remove from us all grumbling and coveting, that we would be faithful in our vocations, glad in our daily work, and eager to serve you and our neighbors. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In a world full of conflict and turmoil, Remind us that you have given all authority in heaven and on earth to your Son, our ascended Lord. Call to faithfulness the leaders of the earth and bless those who govern. Thwart those who would hinder your reign among all peoples, that peace may be established in all places. Stretch forth your almighty arm to strengthen and protect those who serve in the armed forces of our country. Support them in times of war and in times of peace. Keep them from all evil, giving them courage and loyalty. Grant that in all things they may serve with integrity and honor. Bless especially Paris Renter as she travels today and begins her service in Turkey. Lord, in your mercy, be merciful to those in our midst who have been afflicted with pain, sickness, trials, death, and other difficulties. Especially this day, we remember Joe, Tish, Francine, Gladys, Tom, Ann, Diana, Galen, Phyllis, Maureen, Matt, Jack, Norma, John, Sharon, Barb, the family of Charlene Wakraya, the family of Joe Roberts at the passing of his Aunt Minnie, and all those that we remember in our hearts. Bless them, O Lord, and grant them health and strength to endure their afflictions. Help us all to see that when Christ returns in glory, he will make all things new, and even our bodies will be incorruptible and immortal. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You have taught us to straighten up and lift up our heads when we see the coming of the Son of Man. Even now, your Son comes to us in, with, and under bread and wine and the sacrament of the altar. Grant that all who commune today may receive the very body and blood of Christ for the forgiveness of all their sins and to their abundant blessing. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our
prayer. Receive our thanks for the saints who have gone before us and who now enjoy heavenly bliss. As we wait with them for the coming of your Son on the last day, enable us to endure in the faith that we would be welcomed with them into the new heavens and new earth to come. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus, our King, who comes to us and who promises to come again. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship, pat at the end of each row. Please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of hope through Jesus Christ would be yours today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings. page 159. Please stand as you're able.
What shall I render to the Lord? Give thanks to the Lord our God. We'd like to give Him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to You, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, whose way John the Baptist prepared, proclaiming Him the promised Messiah, the very Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and calling sinners to repentance that they might escape from the wrath to be revealed when He comes again in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify Your glorious name, evermore praising You and saying,
Holy,
Lord, remember us in Your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when He was betrayed, took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is My body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of Me. In the same way also He took the cup after supper. When He had given thanks, He gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in My blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of Me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
God of our Lord and Savior Jesus, strengthen and preserve you in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
We sing the Nunc Dimittis, page 165. Please stand. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Please be seated for our closing hymn, number 338, Come, Thou Long Expected Jesus. 338. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus, the author of our hope, our King who comes to us to save us. Kids know the routine. Go get some goodies. We'll be back in here in about 7 to 10 minutes for our Sunday school opening. All of you are invited to the goodies in the fellowship hall. We have two opportunities for Bible study this morning. We'll continue our look at Romans chapter 5. Pastor, what are you studying today?
Jesus.
Well, that's always a good topic. Summary of Christian doctrine, second person of the Trinity, two natures of Christ, all that stuff. Room 109. I encourage you to check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes for all the activities and events in the days and weeks ahead. We have a lot of activities and a lot of things that are happening during December. It's always a very busy month for a lot of people. We've got our blood drive coming up, thanks to folks that have stepped forward to help out Adam with that. We have Christmas caroling on Saturday, and meet here at the church. You don't have to be in the choir or anything like that. It's open to anybody. Families are encouraged. Bring your kids along. That's always fun. That's Saturday at 11:30, meet here at the church. Our Wednesday schedule, we have a fellowship meal serving starting at 4:30. Starting at 4:30, that'll go until about 6:15. We have midweek and confirmation and choir also during that time. Church at 6:30, special Advent worship service. And the next week, in about 10 days, on the 18th, Wednesday the 18th, that Wednesday evening service will be our children's Christmas program, and they're all working hard to get ready for that. Pastor, anything else? Vicar, you sure? Okay. All right. Please join us for coffee and goodies, a study of God's Word. Have a great day in the hope of our Lord and Savior Jesus.